Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Jaya Giri Vardhari Jaya Giri Vardhari Gopi Jana Balava Jaya Giri Vardhari Jaya Giri Vardhari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajakasaya, Stitarasa Krishishamaya, His Divine Grace Lahesi Bhakti Varanta Swami Raj, Shri Prabhupada Ki, His Confounder Acharya, Shri Prabhupada Ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vindaki, Nama Acharya, Shri Haridas Thakur Ki, Prem Segho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Deita Gradhar, Shivas Arigaur, and Bhakti Vindaki, Shishi Radha Krishna Go, Gopkopina Shamakra Radha Konigiri Govindhana Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki, Shri Mayapur Dhamma Ki, Maiki, Jamuna Maiki, Bhakti Deviki, Tulasi Deviki, Samavita Bhakti Vrindaki, Janitai Gaur Vrindaki, all glories to Samudhi, all glories to Samudhi, all glories to Samudhi, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Sri. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Jagat kashkur iti dvitha. Atraiva mrigya purusha.
Atraiva mrigya purusha.
Neti neti tyatat tyajan.
Neti neti tyatat tyajan.
Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Jagat kashkur iti dvitha. Atraiva mrigya purusha. Atraiva mrigya purusha.
Atraiva mrigya purusha.
Neti neti yatyatatya jan.
Neti neti yatyatatya jan.
Dehastu sarvato. Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Jagat kashkur iti dvitha. Atraiva mrigya purusha.
Atraiva mrigya purusha.
Neti neti yatyatatya jan.
Neti neti yatyatatya jan.
Deha,
Deha,
the body.
Tu,
but. Sarva-sankhata, the combination of all the 24 elements. Jagat, seen to be moving. Tastu, and standing in one place. Iti, thus. Vidha, two kinds. Atra eva, in this matter. Mrigya, to be searched for. Purusha, the living entity, the soul. Na, not. Iti, thus. Na, not. Iti, thus. Iti, in this way. Atat, what is not spirit. Jajan, giving up. Translation. There are two type kinds of bodies for every individual soul. A gross body made of five gross elements, and a subtle body made of three subtle elements. Within these bodies, however, is the spirit soul. One must find a soul by analysis, saying, this is not it, this is not it. Thus, one must separate spirit from matter. Purport. As previously stated, svarnam yata gravasu hemakara kshetreshu yogais tadabhigya apnuyat. An expert in the study of soil can find out where gold is and then dig there. He can then analyze the stone and test the gold with nitric acid. Similarly, one must analyze the whole body to find within the body the spirit soul. In studying one's own body, one must ask himself whether his head is the soul, is his soul, his fingers are his soul, his hands is his soul, and so on. In this way, one must gradually reject all the material elements and the combinations of material elements in the body. Then, if one is expert and follows the Acharya, he can understand that he is the spiritual soul living within the body. The greatest Acharya, Krishna, begins his teachings in Bhagavad Gita by saying, Dehi nosmin yata dehe kaumaram yogunam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namusati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita 2.13. The spirit soul possesses the body and is within the body. This is the real analysis. The soul never mixes with the bodily elements. Although the soul is within the body, it is separate and always pure. One must analyze and understand his self. This is self-realization. Neti is the analytical process of rejecting matter. By expertly conducting such an analysis, one can understand where the soul is. One who is not expert, however, cannot distinguish gold from earth, nor the soul from the body.
So we see Prabhupada would use this simple process many times when he would be lecturing, you know, to devotees or to, you know, to the public. He would point out, he would ask people, are you your head? Are you your arm? Are you your leg? Because people would say, yes, I'm my hand, but if you remove your hand, do you still exist?
It's
So they would have to agree, yes, we still exist. So then, we find that if one is expert, then one can distinguish the soul from the gross and the subtle body. So the gross body is easy. But the subtle body, that's more difficult. Because generally we identify with the gross body, but we can say, okay, I'm not this gross body. But the tendency is to identify with the subtle body. What is the desire of the subtle body? Then we say, that is us, that is me. Right? I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. But it's not distinguished between the soul and the subtle body. The subtle body is the seat where all these desires arise. The soul is interested in material endeavor, material life. And so then we, basically we contract out the arrangement of material, material experience to the mind, intelligence, and the ego. So, because of that, then we identify with it. So then the mind decides, I like this, I want this. And because we want to have the material experience, we identify with it. So we think this is us. So that is the process of Krishna consciousness, is to separate ourselves from this. Therefore, yesterday the example was given where Krishna says, one who does not disturb others, nor is disturbed by others, is very dear to Krishna. Because this person doesn't identify with the material conception. If you identify with the material concept, then we will either bother people or we will be bothered by people. We will bother because we have material need, and there's always a conflict of interest when it comes to material endeavor. And others, we will not be bothered by others because we have nothing to gain or lose.
Если у нас есть
So this is the principle. Prabhupada mentions here the soul is always pure. So, but the soul, because of impure desire, then identifies with the material elements. So if one can simply change the consciousness of the soul, there is no material existence. Material existence is not that we have a material body and we're here in the material world. That just happens to be where you're situated. Right? Means in the spiritual world, you can be in Vrindavan, and there you have a spiritual form. But you are thinking of Krishna. You can be in another place in Vrindavan. You can be in Barshana or in Nandagaon. But we will also think of Krishna. So even we're here in the material world, still we should be thinking of Krishna. But if we are, then we're Krishna conscious, the soul is pure. And if we're not, then the consciousness is polluted and we identify with the material existence. So that's called material life. So the material body and the subtle body, they do not on their own actually create an impediment to being Krishna conscious. The impediment comes that we identify with it and we think that we are that. But we should distinguish so that we do not make this mistake, and then we will not have so much difficulty. Any questions on this? On what does it depend realizing this? On what does it depend that we realize that we're not the body? That we contemplate, here Prabhupada's mentioned, neti neti is the analytical process of rejecting matter. So we're not analyzing. We're not identifying that we are not the material energy. Generally, you know, devotees will have, to some degree, more or less an understanding we're not the body. But generally, we don't think I'm not this mind or intelligence or ego. So the ego will be connected with the body. The intelligence will be connected with the senses. And the mind will be connected with the desires that we're going to fulfill through the body and senses. So even though we basically understood the body is not us, because we still identify with the subtle body, in effect, we're still indirectly identifying with the gross body. Means we know I'm not the gross body, but because we're still thinking I'm the subtle body, through the subtle body, therefore in effect we act like we're the body. You know, it means something is bothering us, so that's disturbing us. But that effect will be seen in the gross body. Our ego is disturbed, or the senses are disturbed. Our desires are not fulfilled.
Right.
But we will bring it back and gently identify it with the body. But you can generally tell there's a subtle difference. Right. But the more we identify that the body is going to fulfill our needs, the more we project our consciousness into the body. So the non-devotee thinks they are the body, so they project their consciousness into it. But the devotee will think, through this body, I will fulfill my needs, so then they project their consciousness into it. So the non-devotees are decorating the body because they think that's me. The devotees will decorate the body because they think, through this body, I will fulfill my desires. Does that make sense? So there is a subtle difference. The devotees are on a higher level, but because of the identification with the subtle body, it almost appears the same. So we have to identify that we're not the mind, and so therefore the needs of the mind aren't actually important for us. But since they exist, we will use them in Krishna's service. And by using them in Krishna's service, then gradually we will come to give up that, even the subtle identity. Then there's no need to perform the activities of the conditioned nature. At the same time, there's no reason not to perform them as proper example for others. Does that make sense?
Как можно достичь смарана, если мы начинаем повторять внимание?
Smart, how do we attain smaranam? Smaranam comes from what is important to you, you'll always think of. So when Krishna is what is important to you, then you'll remember him. So by Shravanam Kirtanam, then we're always in contact with Krishna. And then by always being in contact with Krishna, gradually we become purified and Krishna becomes prominent. So the more we're involved in Shravanam Kirtanam, then the more chances of remembering Krishna. So, unless we're hearing about the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna, how we are going to remember? You can't remember something you don't know about. That makes sense. Between who's talking, yeah. Yes. The soul is just watching. Right? He's asking, how do we differentiate between the mind and the intelligence of the soul? The false ego doesn't speak. The mind means the false ego is the manifestation of what the mind takes as value. Right, means the what value system you have, we identify with that. So as the mind changes its value system, we change our identity. Like that. So the soul is when we're talking to Krishna. Thinking about Krishna, our relationship with Krishna, that's the soul. But still, that is done through then the purified mind. And the purified intelligence. So we will always express ourselves through those two. But in its impure state, then we're identifying with what's there. Oh, that's nice. So the intelligence has shown, observed that there is some options here, and this one is according to the mind's previous description of desire, this would be desirable. And then the mind will say, yes, this is nice. So sometimes they work together. You will be thinking about this is nice, and then you'll think of all the various arrangements and situations you can do with that nice thing. That's a combination of the mind with the intelligence. And then sometimes they disagree. So then you have, when you have arguments, that's because the two of them are disagreeing.
И когда у вас возникают какие-то аргументы в голове, это как раз этот случай.
Or you may get a disagreement between the spiritual, you know, platform of mind and intelligence and the material.
То есть о духовной платформе, на которой находится ум, и о материальной.
So there's plenty to keep you busy.
То есть очень много вариантов.
Yeah, only if you humble inquire is a soul command. Because humility means we identify as servant of Krishna. So that's when we change the impure consciousness to pure consciousness. So when we're speaking through impure consciousness, then that's the material mind and intelligence. And when it's purified consciousness, then that's the purified intelligence and mind. That makes some sense. He's saying, therefore, we have to always be engaged in learning, otherwise we know everything. That's what Prabhupada is mentioning here, is that we're under the guidance of the Acharya, then we should always be contemplating. Anything else? Yeah. So then the question is that the idea that I'm servant is more esoteric, and I am this body, so I mean, or we have this body, and based on that we're serving, so generally we tend to identify with the body and not outside of that sphere. So the idea is it's a principle that I am servant rather than master. So if I'm going to serve, then we see what facilities do I have that I can serve through. So then we see, okay, we have the conditioned nature of a woman, so therefore that's my facility that I can serve through. Just like, let's say, you have an idea, I will cook. It's a general principle of the mind accepting that is an activity that I will do. Because the mind, the emotions are the activities. These are where it's situated. So I accept, yes, I will cook.
деятельность, которую мы совершаем, то есть отождествляем себя с этим, и поэтому говорим, да, я буду делать это.
Right, we're starting with the verb, because that's the activity.
То есть здесь предложение начинается с того, что есть активность.
Then we will go into the kitchen, and then we will look at what facilities or what nouns are there.
То есть готовить глагол, а потом уже смотрим на существительные, какие есть возможности приготовить что-то.
Right? And then using the intelligence, we will see how we can combine that to get to attain the principle of cooking that the mind has accepted.
И потом мы уже приходим к результату средства, посредством чего, комбинируя эти вещи, мы сможем достичь того, что сможет принять наш ум.
So then that will then come to the gross manifestation. So we will think in the mind, yes, I am servant. The intelligence then will then look at what do I have. Okay, then, you know, we have the feminine nature, we have this situation. So what are the options that I can do with that to engage it in Krishna's service?
Смотрит, какие у нас есть возможности в этом теле совершать служение, предлагает варианты.
Right. Then it will come to the gross body.
Потом это доходит до.
And it will be engaged through a combination of the intelligence and mind in activity.
И мы уже будем действовать в соответствии с тем, в какую комбинацию пришел разум с умом.
Right. Pracharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Salabhita Bhaktivinoda ki, Jaya Jaya Gaura Prabhupada ki.